Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon again with the Metaphysical Hour. And we are live here again, although you never know when you're listening to the archives. Finally, the snow is gone, and like you said, we're having California weather, but it's just for a couple of days, and then it's going to turn cold again. But that's winter. What are you going to expect? At least it's not as bad as you people out there on the coast, you know, New York, Boston. They're really getting hammered out there. Right. Yeah, we're going to be leaving on a cruise. We're going to get out of here, leaving Sunday, and it's a family thing, and my one oldest daughter is coming in from Washington, flying to Miami. And that's what we're worried about. Can she get out? Because
Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah, they just had a bunch of snow, and they're expecting more.
Right.
And we're hoping she's going to be able to get out. We're all going to meet in Miami.
Right.
Okay, but you never know with the weather, but you can't fight Mother Nature anyway. Okay, but we're open tonight for callers. I'm going to give out the toll-free number. Because it's just us, and we're going to be discussing some things. Okay, the toll-free number, anybody who wants to call in, is 1-888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And I guess we could start with our news that we've come up with and then expand out of there. Because, you know, we had so many people wanting to know about the mystery of the birds dropping from the sky and the talk about the fish dying, but mostly it was the birds they said
right.
were dropping in all different countries. It started right here in Arkansas, and everybody couldn't figure out what it was. And they were talking about, because it was New Year's Eve, it had something to do with the fireworks. And we said, that doesn't make sense. Because there was snow that night, too.
Yeah, and that's their official stance. That came out yesterday. That was their official scientific stance, is that it was fireworks startled them. They went up, and they're still saying it was blunt force trauma. but they're saying, okay, it was fireworks scared them. They went up, and they hit each other or something, because they don't normally fly at night. So.
Okay,
that's
so much
the official.
So much for scientific explanation.
Right.
Yeah, and you said, yeah, of course it's blunt force trauma.
Yeah, they fell from the sky and they hit the ground.
They are going to have blunt force.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the official one. But they said if that was the truth, then why didn't they have all the birds dropping out of the sky around the 4th of July?
Right.
Because there weren't too many people out late at night on New Year's Eve with fireworks, not with snow. Well, we had tornadoes that night.
Right.
And bad weather. That would have been more of an explanation. Okay, we've got a caller, and then we're going to go on to expand on that. Okay, who's there?
Hi, this is Tom calling.
Hi, Tom.
Hello there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a couple questions, actually, kind of like it's probably a three-part question, really, about a couple of your past sessions.
Okay.
Or shows, I should say.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
Okay, thanks. A couple of weeks ago, you talked about karma and how sometimes people that have signed a contract with one another, one person wants to, you know, before coming to Earth, they sign a contract, and once they're here, one person wants to get out of the contract. And they can tell the other person that they want out, if I understand you correctly, and tear up the contract, so to speak. And then last week, which I just listened to like an hour ago on the archives, you're talking about more in the context of coming to Earth and, you know, making the contract to come down here, and that you said you don't get, Dolores said you don't get out of a contract once you've signed a contract. And you're talking more in the context, I think, of maybe suicide at the time, but just about what you're here to do on Earth. So I guess that's my first question is what, you know, there's kind of a conflict between the two things I'm hearing. And,
okay. Right, there's not really a conflict because what the main contract you make is your purpose of what you're going to do when you come into a life. what you want to accomplish and what you're here to do. That's your big contract. And that's what everybody always wants to know when they come to see me for a session, is what's my purpose? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? That is a bigger contract.
I don't like the word contract. It's more of a plan.
That's a plan.
Your plan. Yeah.
But I think we might have said contract last week, mm-hmm. and that's what's confusing. Mm-hmm. The other contracts you make are made with individual souls, other individuals that you've been with in other lifetimes. And those, you owe them something, either good or bad, positive or negative. There's something there that needs to be worked out.
It's out of balance and needs to be put into balance.
But sometimes these contracts like that, those people go back several lives. I've had them go back 3 or 4 lives, same people, same circumstances, and they still haven't worked it out. But they come back again, and they say, let's try it again. This time you be the husband, I'll be the wife, or you be the mother, I'll be the child. You can move roles around any way you want. But you're trying to work out whatever it is that has to be balanced, that has to be worked out. And sometimes, though, you get in here and it's the same mess all over again, and you're not really solving any problems. So then it's better just to tear up the contract.
And it could be that was the reason you set it all up, was to recognize the pattern you kept putting yourself in, and then by realizing it and recognizing it, and moving yourself out of it, there you have grown and had a great experience and learned. And so it could be that that was the purpose of it, was to get you to that point to say, hey, enough is enough. Let's tear it up. You know, enough of this, no more.
Because that's what makes people sick. They carry around this, I call it the baggage and the garbage. They carry the junk around from lifetime to lifetime. They're not working it out, and it's making them sick. And it's time to just say, okay, we tried. We really did try. It's not working. Let's tear up the contract, and you can go your separate ways. That's different than what I consider the bigger plan that you come into for your life's mission. That you can mess up by suicide, and you're going to have to come back and do it all over again. Does that kind of clarify it?
Yeah, that clarifies the difference.
Or does it make it more tough?
I guess, so then my next question would be, as far as the contract between two souls, when you are tearing up the contract, are you still on Earth, or are you doing this after you leave? The way I heard it was, you just can't take it anymore on Earth, so you agree with this other soul that you want to stop so that you can at least survive on Earth for the rest of your time here. Was I hearing that correctly, or is this something you're doing more once you leave the Earth, as far as tearing up the contract, so to speak?
It's at the point that you realize, or you come to this point, and you're here on Earth, and you're doing this mentally with them. You're doing it on another level mentally, but you're here, this is right now, right? You know, at the point you make this realization, and you're going to now release them, and you're letting this stuff go so you can move on with your life and do something productive and get out of your little quicksand pit that you've got going there.
Because you wait till after you die and meet with them, then you haven't got out of it. You're just gonna.
You have. But you've wasted your time here. I mean, you can do it now. You can go ahead and settle this, and that really, like, that's what you're coming to, is that realization that you can let go.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons you're here now, is to understand why you're here. And if your contracts, they're not serving any purpose, you don't have to do this face-to-face with the person. You just mentally do it and say, we tried, we really tried. It's not working, so let's tear up the contract. And you see yourself mentally tearing up that contract and say, I release you, I forgive you, I let you go. Because a lot of times it's people have done awful things to each other, and we have to forgive them. You have to let them go. The longer you hold on to that, that's karma, and that's creating more karma. But no, you do it while you're alive. That's the whole idea. Then your whole life will move in a totally different direction once you let go of the garbage.
Right, it's the letting go, and it's coming to that point that's a huge growth step when you come to that point. I mean, because really everything that happens you want to let go of it. I mean, just as it happens, you okay, I got through that one, now let's go, let it go.
Don't hang on to it.
Yeah, but if you're hanging on to it, then you've got other junk going on there, and that's why you need to let go. And this is how you let go. So yeah, it's just really coming to that point. So when you make that realization, I need to stop this, that's your letting go stage, and you've made a major growth.
Because otherwise, just staying angry at someone and saying, I hate them, you don't know what they did to me, that's not hurting anybody but yourself.
Or allowing the situation to continue where you're being hurt or whatever. It's patterns of any kind. Once you realize what the pattern you're in, then you can say, stop, enough, cut the contract.
You're caught in a spiral.
Right.
Okay. But did that make sense? You got to do it now while you're alive.
Okay, so I guess then my next question would be, what if the other person doesn't agree?
What if the other person doesn't agree? Well, that's why you're doing it on a mental level.
Because if you do it mentally, if you do it face-to-face, it's too hard. Do it mentally.
And they may not even understand what you're talking about. They're going, you're full of crackers. You know, what are you talking about?
You do it mentally, and you know you have let it go. You have forgotten and released it. Then it's up to them, and if they don't,
it's
their problem. It's mm-hmm. their karma, and you haven't got anything to say about it. Release, you're free. But you'll notice a big change once you have released it and let it go. Everything will be different.
Yeah, really what this is, it's a thing for you to do. You're releasing, and by that process, you are allowing it to leave you. You are to take its hooks out of you. Now, that person may still be over there, and they're still doing it, but they won't have the effect on you that they have had because of whatever, you know, that you've allowed to be happening. So it's really more for you than anything, because so many times, like a lot of times, the other person's died, and it's not harming them at all. You know, they're gone, but you're still allowing it.
You're still
so
holding
on. You're the one that's caught. If you're the one that wants to cut it, then you're the one that's cutting it. And it's for you. So, you know, what they do on their end is up to them.
It's their responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Hope that helps.
Okay.
It's all about, it's about responsibility, self-responsibility.
Yeah, go ahead.
What would the longer-term consequences of that be? So once you're both gone from Earth, in another dimension, and you have not agreed to fulfill this agreement. So now, where does that leave you? That you I guess when I think of a contract or an agreement, I have responsibilities to fulfill. So by breaking that, I'm like letting go of my responsibilities, also as well as letting them go. Do we have to work this out again, somewhere, you know, further down eternity, or what?
No, because you have, this is an agreement. I mean, what he's asking, she's having a very hard time hearing you.
Your voice is very soft.
So I'm going to tell her what you just said, or what you asked.
Uh-huh.
He's concerned about, okay, but when you came in, you had these contracts, okay, and if now you have cut the contract, and he says he sees contracts as responsibility. You have responsibility. But now you have cut it. Well, does that mean somewhere down the road and lives down the road, you've still got to fulfill your responsibilities and your obligations? So.
You have fulfilled your responsibility by realizing what you've done.
Yes.
Because most people in my sessions, they're called sleepwalkers. They're walking around in their sleep doing all these crazy things, and they haven't got a clue who they're hurting, how they're hurting themselves, or what they're supposed to be doing. And the waking up that happens then, that's important. Then you have worked it out. You're done with it. It's over.
And like I was saying, that could be the whole reason you had that situation. You created that for yourself was to get to that point of realization, because that's a huge growth step in waking up. And you're going, wait a minute, why am I doing this? What? That's crazy that I continue to be in this situation, this pattern, this whatever. And it was to get you, to shake you awake. That may have been all it was. And so, okay, it was a realization. Well, then let's let it go. Enough of that. I'm done with it.
Yeah, and when you're done with it, you don't have to ever worry about it again.
And you're also releasing it in love. So that seals it, and that's, you know, everybody's going their separate ways with love. So it's all agreed on that other level. So, you know, yep. It's just because it was you that created the situation to learn from. So it's you that can dissolve the situation. So.
And if they want to stay mad, well, whatever, it's their problem.
Right. Well, that's what they're creating for them.
For
to
themselves,
learn from.
So, yep.
Your part, what you're learning is you're dealing with, you're okay. Taking care of. So.
I heard another beep, so I don't know if there was somebody else. Okay, is those all the questions, or does that make sense?
Yeah, I do have one more question. When it involves something that's, you know, not a person, like, for example, money, you know, you continue to lose money no matter what kind of investment you do, and you know, you're coming to the realization that there's some kind of karma involved or something because you're just, you know, not doing things right, and let's say you want to break that contract, or maybe that's not a contract, but that's like karma.
That's probably a vow.
My question is, how does karma figure into all this?
I said, that's usually not karma, that's a vow.
Especially when you feel like something, like you're saying, there may be something karmic here, it's probably a vow you took in another life.
Yeah, vow. When I do my classes, they say, what do you mean? V-O-W, a vow. A lot of people have had past lives where they were in monasteries as monks, nuns in convents, secret mystery schools where they had to take a lot of vows. Those vows are very important and they're binding because they take them with such seriousness. Then when you come into this life, they don't fit at all. And one of the main vows...
But they follow you. They don't fit, but they follow you.
Yeah, because you haven't reneged them. You
right.
haven't let them go, and you don't even know they're there. So many people, when they come into this life, are still bound by these vows, and one of the most important one is the vow of poverty, because, you know, monks and all, you know, nuns, all of them, they all take the vow of poverty. I can't have any money. So if you bring it into this life, it's still in the back of your mind, it's wrong for me to have any money. So you got to say, okay, that belongs in the past. I don't have any use for it anymore. It was important then, but it's not important now. So I release it, I let it go, and I can have anything that I want. And you can. You can create anything you want. There is no limitations at all. And it's wonderful. Money is the easiest thing to accumulate once you understand.
Money is just energy. So you just... It's just an energy that flows to you and through you and around you, and it's just a matter of you just allowing it to happen. If you've got something that's pushing it away, then that would be what's doing that. Or one person you had, they said they were having trouble holding on to money.
Yeah.
And they were told that's energy, and it's not meant to be held on. It's meant to flow.
They said it's not supposed to. It's supposed to come, and it's supposed to go. But they always say, have we ever let you down? We've always taken care of you. Mm-hmm. So they will. You just got to trust in it. But if you've taken any kind of a vow or in another life, just say, if that's what it is, it served its purpose. It was important then, but I don't need it now. Let's release it.
Right.
Then you start focusing on what it is. You have to know what you want before you can create it. If you don't know what you want, you're going to get anything.
Well, in another way, though, to see the flow of money, because it's energy. So I see a lot of times as a river, a river that flows to me and through me, and it just comes right to me, and it just flows right to me. It can't escape me. So.
The universe is there, and it wants to fulfill anything you want, all your desires. The universe is more than willing to oblige, but it got to know what you want. Mm-hmm. You have to be very specific in what you want, and it will supply anything you want.
Yeah, but get rid of that vow first, because I'll bet you there's one sitting there. So, and it didn't hurt to do that practice no matter what, if you
want
or not.
Just in case.
Just release all past obligations kind of thing or something.
And remember, the one way you create, you don't say, I want this, I need this, because that puts it off. When you're creating, you say, I have this.
Or I am this.
Even though a little voice in the back of your head is saying, you're crazy, you don't have that, what do you mean? Just ignore that. That's the stupid conscious mind. The other part is what's doing the creating. So you start saying, I have money. I have more than enough money. I have enough money to pay my bills or have anything I want. I have everything I need. You start saying that, and the universe says, okay, let's dump it on him.
Mm-hmm.
then there'll be your next lesson is, what are you going to do with it, I guess. But always remember, anytime you create anything, there are two things you can't do when you're creating. One is, don't ever create anything that will harm another person. And don't create anything that will take away from another person. For instance, you might say, I want that guy's job. That's taking away from somebody else. Just create with the highest good
for all concerned.
The highest good for all concerned, and the universe will be more than happy to give it to you. Then you got to trust, and you got to believe, and believe me.
And you allow. You
trust,
allow it to happen.
Believe, and allow, and you're going to be amazed at what can happen. Okay, does that answer everything?
Yes, and I'd say, getting back to the idea of the contract, what it sounds like to me is that it's kind of like an exercise in forgiveness and letting go, not so much breaking an agreement with another person. Is that what I'm picking up on?
Exactly, because mm-hmm. that is what that is.
Your difficulties with
okay.
money may have been caused by a lesson. I want to see what it's like to struggle for a little bit.
Yeah, until you get tired of it, and then you go, okay, enough of that. I learned it. Let's get over it. Let's go do something else. So.
Okay, remember, you're in control. Mm-hmm. You create your universe. You're the boss. So think in that way, and believe
okay.
me, miracles will happen. Okay. All right, Tom. Well,
thank you very much. It's nice talking with you.
And good luck in your life. You have a happy life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Right.
Bye-bye.
Now, there was a beep. Was there another caller there?
Hi. Yes. Hi, Dolores.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
You're very soft. You're very soft. It's hard to hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, my name is Marie. Can you hear me?
Yes, better now.
You're better? Okay. Dolores,
yeah.
I do have a few questions for you. You can hear me well?
Yes. Yes,
you can
okay.
hear me?
Yes. Go
oh,
ahead.
Okay, dear, my name is Marie, and I'm honored to speak with you, first of all. I've been following all your tapes and all the information, and I can see timelines constantly for the past, the present, the future, and everything that you've spoken about I saw before it even came out on the Internet. Needless to say, it made sense. But my question to you was this. What is expected to happen on February 10th? And also on October 28th, I believe.
Of this year?
Yes.
I didn't get the question.
What have you heard anything that's supposed to happen on February 10th and August 24th of this year?
What do you mean, 2011?
Yes.
You mean of 2011 or what?
Yes.
Oh, I think I've seen things on the Internet. They're talking about stuff, but I haven't, I haven't got anything about it.
She's saying she sees something with timelines and all past, present, and future and stuff, but she was wondering what you have heard or have gotten on February 10th or August 24th, I believe she said. So
no, we haven't gotten any dates at all. We haven't received any dates of any kind. Yeah.
Okay, and do you know what we can expect to see when the change starts? Because I was under the impression we were already in 4D.
Yes, we are.
We were not.
You're in the middle of it right now.
It's not 4D. We're moving to 5D.
Exactly. We're on our way to 5D, very close.
We're already in the process, so there's not... Yeah, there's not dates of anything. It's just each person's journey, and we're all moving at our own pace and we're having our own experiences with it, and we're all moving. It can't put one single date on it when the whole thing is going to just go plop, here you are, because it's a process. And we're all making our individual moves and our decisions and our, it's constant choices back and forth, and we constantly move back and forth as we test the waters, and we keep moving a little further with each choice we make, and then it's all a, well, I'm getting, that they're trying to rush in. I can't
well,
talk
like logically.
Well,
like you were saying
so.
Before, like two steps forward and one step
right.
back.
Delores?
But see, this is what people don't understand, is you're already in it. We started in it about 2003, and you're in the middle of it now. And you don't even know it, but you're right smack in the middle of it. It's all happening right now. Your body's changing.
But I do know that's why I'm calling you.
Okay.
Delores, that's why I'm calling you, because I do know. Really. Believe me, dear. I've seen so many things that didn't come out on the light, and I go, okay, well, at least I know I wasn't crazy. Because I saw it before it even came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've made a difference. Yeah. I have made a difference with different people's choices. You know, choices matter a lot, yes. Does that make sense? And I'm following you on Facebook,
about.
By the way.
That's what it's all about.
And I'm following you on Facebook. I just wanted
okay,
you to know.
Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, great.
But I wanted to thank you. Can I get
okay.
on the phone because you have a question? Hello?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. We're talking over each other. So this isn't working very well.
Okay. All right. But I just want you to know you're in the middle of it now, and don't wait for a certain date to tell you it's there. You're already there. It's going. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, I don't know if there wasn't any other beeps, so now we can go on. I think it might help when we get into this part about the birds to explain about these energies and things. And okay, all right, but anyway, you said the official explanation the scientists have come up mm-hmm. with is that it was fireworks, which is...
It's a crock.
It's ridiculous.
Oh goodness!
That shows you that the scientists.
I'm sorry. They're here and they're pushing me and everything. And it's like, oh my God.
Well, that's what all of this is. Every time I see it on the news, their official explanation, I say, oh come on. Is that the best you can do? Okay, we'll get to the birds eventually. Okay, who's there now? Hello.
Hello. Is this Dolores? Can you hear me?
Yes, barely.
Uh-huh. Okay, how about now?
That's better.
Okay, yes, this is Tommy. I spoke with you guys last week and was listening here on your provocative conversations, if I could chime in there for a minute.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Oh, good.
Good, how are you?
Yes, I was very interesting what you're touching upon here, about the gentleman, I'd like to refer to the previous gentleman, Tom, that called in about the situation.
The contract. Yeah.
And the contracts. Last time I called, I remember bringing up the fact that the Gregorian calendar, if you remember, was installed to essentially contract with us to get us out of ourselves doing things instead of being who we were intended to be, to contract to actually pay taxes to get us busy. And that our life is essentially, like you say, a contract with ourselves. And what the dark force has done is to take us out of ourselves, to contract with us so that we could not have the time of day, essentially, to fulfill that individual contract with ourselves. So, essentially, this is what we're all struggling with, is to resolve the unresolved, repressed, unexpressed emotions that got stuffed for eons of time that are now coming up to be observed and released in this timeline. Does that sound right?
Well, that's what it's all about right now, is to release everything and let it go, because
Right.
When you go into the new earth, you can't drag all this garbage with you. So it is trying to get rid of all of that. But the Gregorian calendar and the Julian calendar are just examples of how time doesn't exist anyway, because they were set by people to say it used to be the Julian calendar, and then it was changed to the Gregorian calendar, which none of them really make much sense anyway. It's just we have to put a date and a time and all that on things.
Right.
So it just had to be set by somebody. But
I was just pointing out that that's a construct, just as time is. And that some of the mechanics here that I've observed and sort of figured out myself with respect to these so-called karma, the way I see it, is that karma is simply the repressed feelings that went unobserved that is now coming up to be observed, and that the saying that we've always heard to love your enemies is a tough one, and I understand that now to where it absolutely works every single time, but the hardest thing in the world to do if a person could get a hold of it, that it works, and that is that. The individual, say in our lives, that caused us the pain that we want to point the finger at and hate because they made us feel bad or they were ugly to us or whatever. That it's not the individual that is doing anything to us that might appear to be our enemy. It is the feeling that is brought up within each of us that we don't like that person helped us to bring up in that contract so that we could see it that went unresolved previously, that now what our job is to make friends with that feeling, which is that enemy, and to praise, love, and respect and thank it. To love that feeling, to feel it, not that anyone has to necessarily relive any karma or be drugged through the mud anymore, but to observe and acknowledge what was not able to do in previous lifetimes, I love you because we're all one. We created and magnetized to us that very thing that we don't happen to like, when in fact we were all responsible for creating it and complicit in the crimes that we're complaining about. If we would only accept responsibility for it when it came up by loving that enemy, the feeling, and thanking it for coming up, so we could once observe it finally, and releasing it.
You think of that enemy as a mirror, it's a mirror of yourself. There's something there that you need to learn from that. He's teaching you, and
emotion, that whatever it's causing to come up, that is what you're needing to look at. That's why you place that person there, or
life,
that thing, or whatever, that event in your life to show you that, to work with. So, yes, you're exactly right.
And then once you understand that, you don't need
it
anymore,
yeah.
So it lets
mm-hmm.
go, and it's out of your life. And then you move on to the next lesson. Mm-hmm. Too many people don't get it, and that's why they hold on to it.
The way I see it is that what happens here with the mechanics is that when we're faced with this enemy, so-called, this feeling that this other person helped to bring up in us, that we may not like the way the person said it to us, or the ugliness of it, or the uncomfortable, unpleasant part of it, to not take the individual personal is to grab a hold of that feeling, to observe that feeling for a second, just a second there, or whatever, to acknowledge it, and shake hands with it, make friends with it, to love it, and what happens is magic, because what happens is that when you do that, when you try to embrace that ugliness that we help to create. It then, that dark aspect has to make a choice. It has to either come over to your side and join you in the light, or it has to go away forever. And so then you don't ever see it again. But since everybody is walking around out here trying to be detached from these things and not observe them and shirk their responsibilities for their part in the play that they help to create in the outer world that they're complaining about, it's Groundhog Day. Nobody is coming together because they're not exposing their own lies within themselves to anyone else. They want the Illuminati and the government to expose themselves and tell the truth. But not many people out here are telling the truth and exposing themselves, still pretending to be some light worker and all this polite stuff and prim and proper. And nobody could really have a meeting of the minds so any unity of consciousness could take place to actually move the mountain in the field of consciousness with any certainty or self-determination, because they're not serious. And they think somebody is going to come in here and save them from themselves. If they only
You have the right idea. You're on the right track. You have the right idea. So I agree with everything you're saying. Okay, well, it's nice to hear from you again, and you are on the right track. So keep
thinking that way. Needs to be further, and I appreciate you allowing me the time to express myself. And that thing about the money is interesting too, because it's used as the main control device, and the poverty vows, like you were saying, it's tough to be spiritual and have your abundance and prosperity at the same time in this life because of those vows. That I say that, you know, you look at all these sages around the world, like the Dalai Lama, they wear the same color clothes every day. They don't care about money. But yet everybody goes to see these kind of people to try to get spiritual so they can get the money. And this is an abstract value that is breaking down. People don't understand it's going away to cause the divide and conquer nature within ourselves to keep us separated. That has to go away, because the true wealth is inside and the new money is your appreciation. And people are not getting this.
I agree with everything you're saying, but we're going to have to let you go now.
Okay.
So I thank you for calling in.
Thank you again,
We're going to continue on here then. Thank you very much. Okay. I guess he's hung up. Okay. I do want to bring this up about the birds, because it's very important. We kept saying, if anybody else beeps, we're going to ignore it for a little bit, because we do want to bring this point out before we go off the air. Everybody in emails, and they keep asking me, what was this about the birds? Well, we said I couldn't find the answer until I had a session again, and I was taking a little vacation there, so I didn't have any sessions. Now I've had two sessions where we have brought up this question about what was causing the death of the birds. And those of you out there who are thinking like the scientists are, it's not the answer at all. And if you're thinking of earthly things, that's not the answer at all. You're going to have to be thinking the way my work goes, to go into the weird and the strange and totally unexplained. And I'm trying to say it in ways that they can understand. Otherwise, it's going to be too complicated. But it all definitely has to do with the shifting of the earth and going into the new earth. The changing of the energies, the vibrations and the frequencies are definitely changing. And I've been talking about that for quite a while, that our bodies are adjusting, the DNA is being changed, a lot of things are happening to our own bodies, and everything around us is changing because of the vibrations and frequencies. And a lot of you can feel it in your bodies, and I've talked about that in other shows. But the thing is, it happens gradually, so you can adjust to it. As it happened all at once, it would destroy the body. Now, there have been times whenever there's just been like an upgrade, I guess you would call it, a surge of energy that may happen to shift us quickly into the next level. Would that be right?
Not an upgrade. It's just a jump.
It's a jump.
Yeah, it's like a bigger step than normal. Usually small steps, then we'll do a big step, and then some small steps, and maybe a big step.
And
big
that's
steps,
what
take your attention.
That's what this one was a bigger step, and it had to do with the vibrations and the frequency. And they said the human body can handle it, but some people probably felt something on New Year's Eve too. But they said it's not just birds. They said it's birds. What did they say? Birds,
bees,
fish,
whales, dolphins, turtles.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of animals are feeling.
All over the world.
And it's not localized in Arkansas or in Sweden, as they said on the news. They said it was happening all over the world on New Year's Eve.
Well, no, those all didn't happen on New Year's Eve. They were within days. They weren't all right.
Well,
that
was that one that drew the attention. Mm-hmm. It happened a few days later.
Yeah, it was over time.
It was not localized. It was all over the world. And they said it was being reported, but it was not being reported. That meant that the local people knew what was going on, but it was not getting into the mass media so they would realize what was really happening. And it has to do with those smaller species, their energy being different. They couldn't take the sudden jolt of energy.
They're just very fragile. Their systems are very fragile and very sensitive, so you do a big, and what I saw it as was like a rift. Like you look at the earthquakes and the land and how the plates will shift. It's something similar to that in the energy planes within the energy fields. If they, you know, they move like that, well, then you have like a rift in there, and that creates a shock system. So.
Yeah, it was described as an earthquake in the air, if you can think of that. Like the air vibrating and and rippling.
On the energetic level.
The energetic level, just like it would be an earthquake on the land, if you would think of an earthquake in the air. And it was a sudden jump in the energy. And this means we are definitely moving ahead faster, but our bodies are adjusting to it. And some people may have noticed, I think it's kind of cleared up now, but I think some people may have noticed in their bodies that something really did happen at that time. But they did say the ones that can't handle the shifting are leaving the planet.
Yeah.
Because they can't adjust that quickly, and it's too much for their body. Mm-hmm. But this is what happened with the birds, and not just the birds, but now we find out it's the fish and the turtles and the bees, and people want to know what's happening to the bees. They're just more sensitive. And I wanted to know, the last session I said, well, does that mean all? Why didn't it affect all of the birds all over the world? That would have meant all of them would have died. And they said, no, it's just very localized. That's what it means, like you have an earthquake. It's in one central place.
Right. Energetically, it was like tied to certain areas. So that's why you saw those areas.
Like grids.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ley lines and grids.
Yes.
So that the same thing as an earthquake happening in one small little area.
Right. And it probably has ties, though, under the earth. You know, those things talk to other parts of the earth. That's why you'll see something happen here, and then you'll see something happen in another place. It's because energetically they are talking to each other. So
this would be like a localized earthquake in the air as the energy took a jump, and it was like you get the impression of the earth shaking. And this is what killed the birds. They couldn't adjust that quickly. To me, it makes sense. But, you know, for the average person, if they haven't been following all this about the vibrations and frequencies, it'd be harder for them to think of the answer. Of course, the scientists have got to come up with a simple one, which doesn't make any sense.
Well, a non-threatening, non-panic one. This isn't something to go, oh, this must mean somebody's doing something and conspiracy stuff. It's nothing like that. This is our shifting world. This is what it's all about. It's moving. We are moving. That's what the whole thing is. So it's not like anybody's out to get us and, oh my God, they're killing everything. No, these are just our indicators that this is happening. They're showing us this is happening. And that those may have died, but now another breed of bird will be born that can handle
The new energies,
the new frequencies. Another form of all those animals, all the things that are this is happening to, now another species even.
Are the ones that are hatching out will be able to handle the...
Exactly, because they're born into that new energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's not like, oh, doomsday, they're all dying. No, they are dying, but new ones are coming in, a new whole new thing of them. So.
Oh, well, see, we know nothing ever dies anyway.
Right.
But it's the same way with the babies, the new people coming in. The new children are coming in able to handle these energies.
Right.
That's why they're different than the ones that are here now.
Yes.
So it has to do, the new are replacing the older ones that can't handle the energy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going into the new one. But, yeah,
okay,
it's a natural phenomena that's happening.
Right. Well, it's natural for what's happening, not necessarily just natural. But what I'm hearing...
New natural. Okay.
Right, and what I'm hearing, because a lot of people are like, well, gosh, we've got to do something. They're always like, we've got to do something, because that's where you feel out of control, you feel helpless. Oh, my gosh, they don't realize how powerful they are and what they can do and their whole role in this whole thing anyway. But what I just got very clearly was what people can do to help ease these shifts is, and I know, you're going to say, oh, here comes cornball again. I mean, this corn stuff, it's love. Just put love out there. You just keep, and you flow it. You flow it out of your heart, and you flow it out across the earth. And I read someplace to have it going clockwise around the earth, have it flowing in that manner. Just send it out and let it go out, and then let it come back to you. It bathes the earth. All of us keep doing this. More and more of us keep doing it. The earth, it just keeps being bathed in love. That helps smooth these transitions. It helps smooth these little earthquakes, so to speak. It just helps make them a little easier to move through. We all have growing pains. We've always had stuff all our lives that we work through to grow. That's what this is. It's just because it's happening to our home, our planet that we thought was solid, that's why we freak out. So it might be a tendency to do that. But it's no different than anything else we've gone through, and you just love your way through it. So,
well, that's it. Remember, the earth is a living being, too, and it is adjusting its frequencies and its vibrations. It's going into a new incarnation. And if we want to go with it, we have to adjust to travel with the planet.
Well, it's not a have to. It's just if you do it.
I don't like
that word have to.
If you don't want to, you can.
How about if you choose to?
If you choose to go
like
with
choose.
It, you can go flow with it. Otherwise, you just leave the planet.
Right. You always have choices. You can stay here, you can go. And I know, so that might sound callous. But it's not. Remember, we don't die. But if you're choosing not to have this ride and not go on this adventure, then that's your choice. You're choosing to leave and go on to something else, some other adventure. You don't choose to have this one anymore. That's perfectly okay.
Some people say they choose to leave and then just watch it from the other side rather than experience it.
Right. And a lot of them are helping from the other side, again, with the same thing, sending love and helping bait. It's helping helping people wake up, helping them to understand what's happening rather than get scared.
Helping the baby, the new birth of the whole new
world
to come into place. But I've had a lot of people, I had one client just this last week wanted to know, well, I'm so scared I'm not going to go. I'm afraid I'm going to miss the train. And she said, how do I know if I'm going or not? If you're aware of these things, you're definitely going. It's that simple. Because there are so many that aren't aware of anything.
Right. Otherwise, why would you be aware?
Yeah.
You know, you're awake enough to that stage.
But so many are into negativity and all of that, you know. Okay. All right. We got another caller, and I think we've only got about 5 minutes to talk, so we're going to watch the clock. Okay. Who's there? Hello?
Okay. Anybody
Hello?
There?
Okay, we heard the beep. That usually means somebody's there. We only got about 5 more minutes anyway. Okay. But that's what I was telling her. They're so afraid that they're not going to do it. I said, if you know something is happening, then you are definitely going. There's so many people that are steeped into the negativity and hurting each other, and they don't even think about anything like this. They're not going to be able to change the vibration. But they said, that's okay. That's perfectly all right. Eventually, they'll all get there because that's where you're supposed to go anyways. It's going to take them longer.
Yeah, ultimately, remember, there's no
more
right.
More lessons to learn.
There's no right. There's no wrong. There's no good. There's no bad. There's just experience. You came to have this experience. Now, if you choose at the last, if you choose, okay, well, you know what? I think I'll have the experience of staying here while it moves. Well, then that's a choice. All these are choices. So.
Everything is a choice. Okay, somebody there now?
Yes, hello, I'm here. My name is Tish.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it was interesting what you were saying about the birds, and I get a lot of information that comes through to me through claircognizance and everything, and information came through to me that another reason, too, is that the birds and all the other animals, they don't have to go through a lot of the catastrophes and everything that are going to be going on here on this timeline because they don't have any lessons to learn from it. And so a lot of them leave also because they are going to the higher dimension. I astral traveled using self-hypnosis to the fifth dimension recently and to visit some animals that I had lost here. They passed away, some wildlife, and I noticed they were already on the fifth dimension. It's like a duplicate of our Earth, but not exactly the same. And I noticed they were there. Do you have any information on this or anybody that any of your clients, are they coming up with this type of information?
Well, what you are viewing is the new Earth. They said it's right there, and we're almost there.
Yeah, but her animals died, and they were there. That's implying that you have to die to go to the new Earth, and
you don't have to die,
you
no.
You do not.
But, you know, also the spirit side. Maybe you were seeing the spirit side because the animals go there just like humans do when they die. And it's a very beautiful place, too. You might be seeing that.
Specifically asked to go to the fifth dimension, and there was like a watchdog type of a being there that doesn't let just anybody in there, and I told them why I wanted to go, and they showed me, and I was told that no humans are currently there on this fifth dimension version of the Earth, that right now animals are there because it's not ready for us because the timelines haven't split. They're still superimposed one on top of each other is what I was told.
Well, that makes sense, really.
Yeah, well, kind of, but it bothers me that they died on this one and then they're there because that is not supposed to be how we get there.
Yeah, so, people keep saying, do I have to die to go to the new Earth?
That they aren't able to handle the ascension process. It's hard enough for humans to go through it, let alone the animals. They're actually dying off and going to the fifth dimension Earth from the fourth dimension or heaven zone or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Some of them are doing this as well as people that have passed away from the Earth. Not all of them, just some of them, because some people and animals are going to other timelines that are third dimensional, from what I understand.
I've had
people ask me after a lecture, well, what about my animals? Are they going to die and, you know, left with the old earth? Uh-huh. No, they said the animals will go also because they all have free will. They can go if they want
to. They said they're very aware. They know what's going
on. Yeah, the animals
are
free
will. But you're right about that because that's what they said. They're animal systems are much more fragile than human systems, so that's why I see it. They're an indicator of what's happening. And but that would make sense that they don't need to. It's maybe why they'll go through it that way rather than the way we're choosing to go through it.
Yeah. So I think you're seeing something that is accurate. It's just that we don't have all the answers. They said they can't give us all the answers because this has never happened before in the history of a universe.
Right.
So that's why they're watching. They're learning, too, is just what is going to happen as we go through this. Okay.
Thank you for your input. That's really interesting.
Oh, okay.
We're watching the clock because we're going to have to go off. But thank you very much for calling in. Maybe we helped some anyway.
Well, that gives us an
okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay, but I did want to get all that out because people were wanting to know, and we're going to be leaving on a cruise. We won't be here next week. They'll be pulling something out of the archives. So I think when we got back, we might have forgot about it. But it's going to go in my new book anyway because I'm still finishing that book, and the information, this is important information to get in that one.
Right.
It's the one about the three waves of volunteers and the new Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep getting information, and it's got to go somewhere. Okay, but we also are having classes. And next month, we're going to have one of my classes is going to be in Honolulu, and immediately after that is in Burbank, California, because we're going to come from Honolulu direct to Burbank. And the times and the places where it's going to be is all on our website. Which is
DoloresCannon.com.
DoloresCannon.com. And you click on that and look on schedules, and you'll have all the information. We're going to start in classes, and I'm going to be doing some just about every month somewhere in the world. But those are the next ones in February, if anybody's interested. And I'll be doing a lecture in Honolulu, too.
And Burbank.
Burbank, both places in February.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the time we get back from this cruise, it's going to be February.
Yes, it will.
Okay, well, anyway, if anybody wants any information, check the website. And thanks for listening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.